Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to give you some examples of leveraging equity.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about equity position and when it is time to leverage. We talked about, let's say you have a duplex that's worth, say, $400,000 right now, and you've got 50% equity.
And it used to be worth about $250,000.
So you've gained some equity position both by paying down your mortgage, we hope, as well as appreciation in the marketplace. Now you've got that, and let's say you're 30 years old and you want this year first investment besides your personal residence. What could you do and should you do at that point?
Okay, number one, you could sell it, do a tax-deferred exchange into other property because you've got this monster equity position, $200,000. And if you leverage that to the hilt, you could buy an $800,000 to the hilt, to the maximum a lender would allow. You could buy an $800,000 property with that. Now, rather than owning a $400,000 property, you own an $800,000 property.
Which we hope brings more income.
Exactly. Proportionately more income, and if it's well located, less risk potentially.
And with the interest rates, the mortgages that there are right now, you may have even a better cash flow.
You could have a huge cash flow. Rates as they are, particularly if you bought a house duplex, threeplex, fourplex as a rental, those are residential mortgage loans that have fixed interest rates over a 30-year term. So 29 years from now, your interest rate is still potentially 3%. I'm sorry, when maybe the market is 6 or 9 or 12%.
Right, huge. So you went from 2 units to 4 units, and you've doubled your efforts, and you've basically accelerated your gain, your benefit to it.
You put yourself in a position for greater equity growth, and that's what you're really ultimately after. That's net worth.
Now, you could peel a portion out of that off and do an independent purchase and keep that duplex as well.
Absolutely. Pull back a portion of the cash, use that cash as a down payment into an income-producing property. Now, notice the term. If you use that cash from the refinance into an income-producing property, not into a new shiny car, which will depreciate, at least 12% as you drive it off the lot, you may have a nice shiny car, but you don't have anything that's going up in value to generate you more equity and cash flow.
I have to point out where you started was you took a tiny risk with maybe an owner-occupied small unit or duplex unit that you occupied, and now you're looking at $800,000 purchases.
Yes.
It's good stuff. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.